1-800-146-1143. Won't forget what it's like inside his
Good afternoon. Welcome to today's program, The Present Truth. Rick Rodriguez, Monday through Thursday, 2 to 3. Join me on Sunday for my new time for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program. New time is 9 to noon. It was 8 to 11, but we've changed it to 9 a.m. to noon. Please join me then also. I know everyone has heard that Gavin Newsom, he's probably has a negative reaction to a jab, the third jab. And see, these people aren't supposed to get the real thing. They're supposed to get placebos. So I don't know why he would have this reaction when he would know, of all people, not to take this product, not to take it. For any purpose, any reason, I don't believe his wife will take it. I don't believe his children will take it. But I just wonder, was there a mix-up? And he was so happy when he took the jab, and after he took the jab, he didn't have a shirt on, and he was there for the media, and he flexed his muscles, and he wanted to let everybody know he was like a gorilla, strong. And then all of a sudden he disappears. He gets this about 4 days just before Halloween. You cannot mess with God. You can't. You cannot mock God. A local ABC news outlet reported that when this surprising announcement was made, though Newsom had to cancel plans to go to the COP22 climate conference in Glasgow. He canceled that, but they stated that what he would probably do is he would go ahead and do this via Virto or with the Zoom. Well, he didn't make that one either. Now, one thing about Newsom is on October 1st, California became the nation's first state to mandate the experimental COVID-19 jab for children. Then he also bragged on that day that California was the first state in the nation with a vaccine, a student vaccine mandate. And as of now, as of this present time, it is the only state that still has that mandate. Well, what this does is this shakes up a lot of things, many things. You see, he is the nephew, I believe, of Nancy, the Pelosi, the Speaker of the House. I believe that's her nephew. Well, once again, the dynasty of the Pelosi regime is now going to come to an end. This is ahead. The consequences of Newsom getting this, having this reaction, it's called Guillain-Barré, and it can disfigure your face, and it can also cripple you physically. It's a neurological problem. And if he can't continue as governor, there's going to be a shift in the political world there in California. And at the same time, now you see Nancy understands spiritual principles. In the occult world, even the occult people, people in the occult, they understand more so than the general population occult principles. And this is not just a physical situation that is happening with her nephew, but she knows it is a spiritual thing. You see, Nancy is in that world. She wears that pin that the Roman emperor used to wear, which basically declares her a god. So she understands the spiritual world. She's part of that world. And she knows that God has just spoken to her world. Nancy, her time is about over. And with many of the other people affiliated with her in that control network in California, things are coming to an end for her, her husband, her control. Who else was there involved with Nancy? I'm trying to remember. The former governor was also involved. Well, did Newsom accidentally get a wrong batch? Was it accidental? Or was it planned? Did he feel that the witchcraft could protect him? I don't think so. And then on top of that, there were other reports out of Canada that there was a raid on his home right a couple of days ago. And he was too ill to be moved. And it appears there may have been some kind of gun battle at his home. I'm looking into this. I'm not sure if this is true or not. But his wife and his children had to go into a safe room, they have these safe shelters in these homes, a $4 million mansion. And then I'm looking into the reports that also state that the FBI, military that arrested him came back and found porno, tons of porno, I don't know what that means, in his basement. And porno is porno, but child porno is a different matter. We'll have to wait and see what happens. Rick Rodriguez.
Hello, I'm Jessica Autry with the TC Group. 970-396-2404, your Colorado native realtor with 10 years real estate and property management experience. Whether you are looking to buy, sell, rent, or list your rental, I can help. Just call me at 970-396-2404 or email me at jessellenrealestate@gmail.com.
Do you need your fireplace clean? Not sure if your fireplace is working right or not sure if the fireplace is efficient? Call Abundant Flame at 970-966-0217 to schedule your appointment. We service all brands of gas fireplaces, freestanding and built-ins, pellet stoves, wood fireplaces, and electric fireplaces. Visit us at Abundant-Flame or call 970-966-0217.
No people will tamely surrender their liberties, nor can any be easily subdued when knowledge is diffused and virtue is preserved. On the contrary, when people are universally ignorant and debauched in their manners, they will sink under their own weight without the aid of foreign invaders. Samuel Adams.
When dealing with a worldwide pandemic, remember to avoid, distance, and alienate yourself from friends, family, and neighbors. That way, when the crisis is over, no one will ask you to help them move, to borrow money, or bother you for a cup of sugar ever again. After all, who needs community anyway? This has been a public service announcement. Have a lonely, lovely day.
Yes, everybody wants to rule the world. Nancy Pelosi was in a position to become, through default, president of this country. Everybody wants to rule the world. She got her time in California. She's able to rule, and in the Democrat Party. But Nancy Pelosi's time to rule the world is now. The sunset has arrived. Her sunset has arrived. She's going to go into the trash bin of history very soon, never to be remembered. No one will remember Nancy. And these type of people, that's the one thing they hate more than anything, that they won't be remembered. She'll be forgotten. She'll be forgotten. Donald Trump destroyed the Bush dynasty, Clinton dynasty. And now COVID has destroyed the Pelosi dynasty. She's very, very wealthy, extremely wealthy. She's very corrupt, extremely corrupt. But her time to rule the world, the sunset has come. It's over for her. Now, there was another gentleman in Florida. And this guy was just evil. His name was Richard Roe. Angry former Florida congressional candidate Richard Roe dies from COVID vaccine days after insinuating he wanted anti-vaxxers to die. This was out of naturalnews.com. Richard Roe, truck driver, ran for Congress in Florida. He lost, passed away unexpectedly, his family reports. Roe's death occurred not long after he received his injection from Pfizer BioNTech. A loud progressive, also self-identified as an LGBTQ, Roe loved to post hatred all over his Facebook page. Well known for cursing, wishing death upon political opponents, and mocking anti-vaxxers. Roe, notorious for taking jabs, no pun intended, according to the article out of naturalnews.com yesterday. Americans who reject vaccinations calling for them to be designed as second-class citizens without rights. When Roe first got his Pfizer shot in August the 12th, he uploaded a photo with the following caption. Yeah, I'm mostly here for personal ego. Already had COVID last year, not worried about catching it. But I want to maintain my smug sense of moral and intellectual superiority while making fun of Darwined anti-vaxxers. It's actually pretty noble, really. On the 16th of October, he advocated for young children to be indoctrinated into the LGBTQ perversion at an early age to combat the normal relationships many of them are used to seeing in children's cartoon programming. On October the 7th, as well as twice on October 8th, and again on the 18th, twice, and October 27th, Roe went on numerous rants against anti-vaxxers who are just saying no to the injections. Roe's last Facebook message on October 27th tried to argue that Biden has limitless power as a dictator to require that everyone get injected for the Chinese flu. End of posts. No more posts for Richard Rowe. Rowe is no mo. You know, I don't know what to say about him. It's too bad that he couldn't see the reality because of his hatred. But this is what happens. Many people, they don't see the reality because of their hatred. Hatred is a powerful curse on people. It is a very powerful curse on the minds of people. Now, we're going to jump overseas because we want to see what's going on in the Balkans. We don't see this on our news. Most people don't realize that there is just about war in the Balkans, in the old nation of Yugoslavia. And it's because of the immigration crisis. Now, this is out of today's whatdoesitmean.com. Out of the Russian Security Agency, they've been noticing that policies enacted by Belarus to allow free flow of refugees toward their desired final European Union destination exactly conforms with those enacted by Mexico over the past year and has allowed over 1.7 million refugees to freely travel to their desired final United States designation. Well, okay. Now, I'll back up a little bit. And presently, Russia and Belarus, you know, last week I talked about CIA Director William Burns going over to Russia, spending a couple of days there talking to the Soviets about the crisis there in the Balkans, in Central Asia. Well, he talked directly by phone with President Putin. And he said immediately following this exchange that President Putin and Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko, they signed a decree ratifying the program of the United States of Russia and Belarus, and also approved the military doctrine of the Union State. Russia is, moving away from the article, Russia is in dialogue with many of these nations in that area. And many of these nations are willing to have dialogue with Russia now. And the reason being because of the migration problem. See, these immigrants that are coming in, it's not just that they're, well, number one, most of them, the majority of them that are initially hitting these borders are young military age men. Their Muslim upbringing, they are basically soldiers. They don't work independently. They work together, being told what to do when they reach these borders, who is to begin to cut barbed wire and razor wire, what they are to do to breach the border barriers. And then behind them, then you have the last to come in are women and children. The next in the progression are the elderly men, elderly up to the area of, let's say, 40, 50. But you don't have 51, 52, 53, 55-year-olds, 60-year-olds, 70-year-olds. No. They're all young enough to be an army. Then you have the children next, because the children are they get to use the children to barter, to make demands. Then you have, lastly, the women. And the women in the Muslim world, they just have to go along with the way that religion and army and political world is. It's three. It's not a religion. It's a combo. Three things. It's a triad. It's an army. It is a political system. And then you have a religious facade, though it's real. So anyhow, the eight nations in the Central Asia, they realize that this is really getting to be a problem. And so what is going on is now Poland, through Belarus, these migrants are coming. And Belarus is just like Mexico. Belarus is allowing these immigrants to come through Belarus, like the Mexico is allowing the immigrants to come from South America and from 60 other nations throughout the world that end up in Mexico, come to our southern border. And I'll get into it in a little bit, but I'll just give you kind of a little thought here into the next 30 minutes, that this is a UN, United Nations plan. This is not accidental. This is a global plan, a UN plan. It's been in place for a decade. The plan was over a decade long. It was planned decades ago. And the purpose of it is to destroy the West. Two main areas of the West, America and Europe. And Poland now, these migrants are coming through Belarus and into Poland and into Lithuania and into, there's another country, I can't remember, I'll look at it in a second, but they're flooding this area with these immigrants, and these immigrants, you can't control them. They're uncontrollable. They basically do what they want because they're young. And so now Poland is asking the EU, NATO, to get involved. Well, this is exactly part of the plan. You get NATO to come in, and what does NATO do? It is working with the present administration to cause upheaval, disarray, problems, so that the NATO can move in and take over Poland willingly. Poland's going to allow NATO troops to come in and into Lithuania, into that area. And once these troops start to come in, this is a perfect time for America to begin to put American troops, European troops, at the borders surrounding Russia. Russia has basically said, we know what you're doing. If you do it, if you push us, we're going to respond, and we're going to respond with we have nuclear capabilities that are going to take care of the problem. And Russia, right now at this time, has a resolve to do that. Russia is not going to allow this Muslim and this first of all, Russia's at war with Islam. Pretty much everybody in that area is at war to some degree with Islam. China's at war with Islam. The only one that's not at war with Islam are the nations of Europe and United States through the UN. Why? Because this is the way you destabilize Europe and America. Part of a UN plan to take the wealth of these nations and destroy the wealth of these nations fighting a problem. It's a perplexity, like Christ said. There will be perplexities, no solutions, no answers, and by design. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, Monday through Thursday, 2 to 3, 1360 AM Radio, The Top. Top Top Radio.
Hi, everybody. Glenn Tate, co-host of Prepping 2.0.
Shelby Gallagher here. Join us Saturdays at 9 a.m.
right here on 1360 KHNC,
where we bring you great ideas to take your preps to the next level.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners, family-owned and operated since 1970. We use the latest non-toxic green cleaning systems and state-of-the-art tensioning units to assure a quality and consistent finish. Located in Severance and Fort Collins, from wedding gowns to sleeping bags, we do it all. For info and directions, call us at 970-775-0623. Again, 970-775-0623.
Are you an expert in your field? Do you want to educate your fellow man? Or have you always just wanted to be on the radio? Here at 1360 KHNC, you can do just that by hosting your own radio show. Looking to grow your business or share your thoughts and opinions, or simply bragging to your friends that you have your own radio show. For more information, call us at 970-587-5003 or email us at contact@1360khnc.com.
The creation of the cell phone has been an incredible technological advancement with many conveniences. At the same time, it became the largest vulnerable device the world has ever seen and destroys any privacies you think you may have. At any given time, multiple governmental agencies or hackers can be listening to your cell phone calls or intercepting your texts. Because of this invasion of privacy, the Defense Enabling and Assisting Framework, known as DEF, was developed to keep your personal and digital cell phone transmissions protected. To learn more, visit us at defprotection.com. That's defprotection.com. Make sure your calls, texts, and all digital transmissions are cloaked at all times. That's defprotection.com. Remember, privacy is freedom.
Reasons to own gold, number 37.
Who are the people that tell you not to own gold? Bankers, Wall Street pinstripe bandits, and all the other debt pushers out there. They believe in endless money printing that taxes all of us in the form of inflation. Make sure your wealth is protected by calling the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592 or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
Be careful when you're dealing with a conspiracy theorist. You may end up with a whole lot more truth than you're used to handling. This has been a public service announcement from KHNC.
What they do? They smile in your face.
All the time they want to take your place. The backstabbers.
Backstabbers. They smile in your face.
Yes, that is what they are, backstabbers. They want to take your place. You see, they want to take the wealth of the Western world. It's a transference of wealth. You know, like years ago, there was a great sucking sound. You know, that's the sound of all of the jobs going south. Well, now there's a great sucking sound, and it's the sound of all the wealth of the Western nations going out. And it's an unbiblical principle to allow this type of immigration. It's unbiblical. But whatever is biblical, these people that worship the devil, they will violate whatever is biblical. That's really a spiritual thing. So you have Belarus allowing these migrants to come through the nation, but it's an open gate at one end And it's a right taking these people right to the Polish border. Russia knows that the European West is trying to provoke Russia into war. And this is, I believe, a strategy of Russia. Okay, you want to sow to the wind? Well, you're going to reap the whirlwind. You want to American troops to leave Afghanistan, and you bring in instability in these nations down south of Russia, and the plan is to allow these migrants to move north into the into Uzbekistan and Turkmenistan and all these stands, and then also into the area in Central Europe. Well, Russia just said, well, we'll do this. We'll do what the UN is doing and how the UN is using Mexico. We'll use their playbook. The UN is using Mexico as a entryway to the U.S. border, and then the U.S. has to put up with the problem. And everybody coming to the border says that it's political. They're here because of political persecution, and it's a disaster. Well, Russia's using the same playbook. Belarus is using the same playbook, allowing these people to come, allowing them to go right to the Polish border to allow them to go into Poland and begin to spread through the all of Eastern Europe, with Central Europe, with the intent to get even more of these migrants into Western Europe. The people at the UN and the families that rule things in Western Europe, they believe that they can keep this fire under control. It's like, you know, in the forest, they have these burn programs to get rid of the ground, the brush, to just burn it out so that you can keep a lightning strike from spreading into the forest, because there's no ground cover. It's been burned away. They believe that they can control everything after they destroy everything. They're sowing to the wind. They're going to reap the whirlwind. But this is part of the plan of the UN. It has been for decades. I want to cover a little bit more about what's happening there with my thoughts, but I'm going to go to the UN out of their own. Let's go to the carefully calculated mass migration agenda. This is out of September 2015. WakeUpWorld.com. The mass migration plan has been in the works for a long time, but they're kicking it up several serious notches now. This was six years ago, flooding the United States borders while continuing to swarm European countries with any immigrants they can for a variety of cultures. Clearly staged, U.S. NATO-sponsored terrorism and genocide are at work in the Middle East, driving desperate people to seek asylum elsewhere as the United U.S. mandates inviting in as many as possible over its southern border, all in concert. United Nations globalist fat cat Peter Sutherland, non-executive chairman of Goldman Sachs and former BP CEO, a top Bilderberger and Trilateral Commission honcho, has come right out and stated their plan as plainly and arrogantly as possible. Sutherland was speaking to the British House of Lords, according to a BBC report, stated, European Union should do, quote, its best to undermine, end quote, the, quote, homogeneity of its member states. Quoting, the future prosperity of the EU states depends on them becoming multicultural. No. That is not biblical. God gave the nations a portion of land, and they are to dwell in those lands as cultures. But here they're trying to blend everything together and make a goulash out of the peoples of the world. Well, this is in the best interests of the globalists. This is a global agenda because it causes disharmony, it causes problems, it fuels hatred, it fuels animosity toward those who have, animosity for those that have to those that don't have. It works against a protection with the laws in any society. Now, he also stated that the UK government's immigration policy had no basis in international law. In other words, any laws in the UK that hinder the migration of these people, the law is ineffective. It should not be on the books. These people are really subtle. The implementation of the United Nations Agenda 21 and other programs such as Codex Alimentarius have been eroding society's fabric behind the scenes like termites eating out a building's infrastructure. Again, the plan has been in effect for quite some time, breaking down American borders and weakening the populace in a deliberate, devastating economy being more militarized by the day in preparation for a societal breakdown, the very one they're engineering just in Europe. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360 AM Radio, Pop Top Radio. We'll be back.
Hi, my name is Mindy Faulkner with Harmony Senior Referrals. My number is 720-934-7740. We are a senior placement agency that helps families find the right assisted living, memory care, and independent living for their loved ones. We put together the puzzle pieces of care needs, geography, and finances to find the right fit. We do emergency placements in as little as 24 hours at no cost to you. Again, I'm Mindy Faulkner, 720-934-7740.
Hi, I'm Joey DeQuint, and I'm here to help you protect and build your wealth so you and your family can live your best life no matter what the world throws at you.
Great. Another financial guy telling us to sell our gold and silver.
Nope, not with me. I encourage hard assets, and I know a great place to buy gold and silver.
Well, I'm sure you operate with high fees and commissions.
Just the opposite. We pride ourselves with some of the lowest fees and commissions in the industry.
Most financial guys are only interested in what they want to sell and don't want to listen to our customers, and we have some of the most educated listeners in the country. And once they make the sale, we never hear from them again.
Not with me. I grow with my customers and check with them every quarter to ensure all of their goals are being met and to make sure that they have all the coverage they need as their life changes.
Do you handle life and long-term care insurance as well?
You bet we do. And the younger you are, when you get this coverage, the lower the cost.
I'm Joe Jaquin, and I'm not just Joey's dad. I'm his client. When it comes to your financial well-being, deal with a name you can trust. Call Joey at 602-909-9048 or email joey.jaquin@nm.com.
Tyler here at Hornback Landscaping and Junk Removal LLC. We take care of all of your landscaping needs. New landscape and hardscape install, maintenance, snow removal, fall and spring cleanup. We also do junk and trash haul away as well. We are your one-stop shop for anything outdoors. We pride ourselves in quality from start to finish. That means communication, customer service, and final product. We want you to take as much pride in your yard as we do in our work. Come check us out at hornbacklandscaping.com. You can also contact us at 970-966-5665 or at hornbacklandscaping@gmail.com. Thank you.
And one thing, before I forget, I should mention that one thing with the migration programs of the United Nations to the Western nations is that probably between 60 to 70% of those immigrating are Muslim. Their background is Islam. And they are an army being sent internationally, as well as a political, their politics and their religion. So again, it's a trilogy of what they are: military, political, and religious army going international. And this fits in with the laws of Islam to conquer the world and to destroy any and all nations and people that will not, that they can't control, that will not yield and agree with their control. History proves it from the time that in the last century, in the last 1,000 years, they were just an army moving throughout the world. They owned pretty much all of the Islam, pretty much owned all of the East, Middle East, and into Europe. The Ottoman Empire was proof of that. But I will say that one thing that the Bible says about these people that are in Islam, God in the Middle East, verses that pertain to the Middle East, to Iran, to Turkey, to those nations, that God is against basically the men who have become the soldiers moving this thinking out into the world. But God protects firstly the children and the women. And I have many verses to prove that, but I don't have time to do that presently, right now. But it's in the thought is in the scripture. God will deal with the men harshly, and he will protect the children and the women of Islam. That is who he will protect. And the men that understand the Bible in Islam, they know that. Many of them. Not all, but many of them. Okay, now, behind the endless throngs of desperate Central American children arriving on the U.S. border, and a steady wave of illegal immigrants from Mexico and beyond, is a covert plan for global economic warfare. Those building up the world of globalization are tearing down the sovereignty and financial strength of the United States and Europe to make way for the coming corporate New World Order. And the people in Islam are just being used. And the people that are using the people in Islam believe that they can contain this fire. They will not. They're sowing to the wind. They're going to reap the whirlwind. In addition, it is bringing massive division in America as they once again employ the age-old totalitarian maxim to divide and conquer. The globalist plan to wreck our national sovereignty has been unfolding for a while now. Things are just speeding up in recent months. This was in 2015. Look at how it is racing forward presently. While besieged countries, of course, seek refuge from their economically and militarily bombarded societies, the Western nations perpetrating these attacks are on one hand publicly appalling at their invasion and desire to flee their devastated homelands, while on the other encouraging this very phenomenon to occur. Your typical Freemasonic playing of both sides of the chess game, that's what it is. That's simply how they work, they always have. And unwittingly, or unwitting people, are then caught up in a cognitive dissonance state of choosing either false side. Okay, you can choose the false side of the Democrat Party or the Republican Party, excluding the true patriots and the true conservatives, which shuts down mental rationality and intuitive understanding in most, but not in all. So there are some who are understanding what's going on. Many of us in this audience do. So then this UN chief, he unveils a plan to promote global mass migration. This was 3 years later after the initial article. United States Secretary General Antonio Guterres has unveiled his plan to promote global mass migration in the left liberal Guardian newspaper. His article titled, quote, "Migration Can Benefit the World. This is how we at the UN plan to help." It makes the bold claim that mass migration powers economic growth, reduces inequalities, and connects diverse societies. His plan will be accepted unquestionably by those who have difficulty comprehending the difference between responsible immigration and reckless immigration policy. To oppose a policy of leaving the gates wide open for any and everyone to enter, including those who have openly issued jihad threats, is not anti-immigrant. It is just basically good policy. And in Europe, we see what has happened with, and especially not just in Europe, but in Asia, in India, Pakistan, what happens when these jihadists, when they want to accomplish something because they're not allowed to have a say. We'll be right back.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean, show host for the Sons of Liberty. If you're serious in bringing today's injustices to resolve, understanding, of course, that justice guards our liberties, there's only two places in which to bring you: the Bible and the U.S. Constitution. Join me on KHNC 1360 AM every weekday at 8 p.m., Saturdays at 5 to 7 p.m., and Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont. Or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
1360KHNC.com has CBD products. Click on the shop button and get yours today.
Just go to 1360KHNC.com/shop. The CBD on our website is 99% pure, all natural, no pesticides, non-GMO, is grown organically right here in Colorado, and is 100% THC free. Oh, and did you know ours is the lowest priced CBD anywhere in northern Colorado? For all your CBD needs, just log on to 1360KHNC.com/shop.
Song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy.
So we read in the black and the white what the UN, where they are in their thinking, what their plans are. It's a global plan. It's the Pilgrim Society out of the UK and New York City. Divide and conquer. They can't rule the world until they destroy the way societies, the fabric of the societies internationally, you destroy the fabric of a society and let that society, like what happened in Seattle, Portland, when you destroy the laws in an area, all you have out of that is bloodshed, you have devastation. Well, now, the Islam, yes, their intention is to, those that are in Islam, there are Muslims. The principle in the Bible is there are Muslims, they are good people. But then within that religion, you have those that are evil. You have the good, you have the evil. The evil generally are in power, the good are used as pawns. The men use their wives and their children as pawns. This is evidence. The evidence of this is in what has happened in the Middle East with the conflicts between Israel and the Muslim neighbors. And Islam's main objective, the thought within the Islamic world, their real focus is to take over the Middle East, and to do that, they have to eliminate Israel. They want to take over Israel. This is their focus. It's not in the news right now, presently. It's not out there right now. There seems to be peace and quiet there. But no, in what we don't see, what is cooking, is there are going to be attacks that will resume. I don't know when, but they are once again going to come, because Islam, its main enemy is Israel. They want to take over the world, but their focus is Israel and Jerusalem and the elimination of the Jewish people. That you have to always keep in your thinking. That is where the real focus of the wars to come is going to be, in Israel. Yes, there's going to be skirmishes, there's going to be problems in Central Asia, just like there has been in Afghanistan and Pakistan and these attacks in India. China will not allow Islam into her borders. Russia will not allow it into her borders, because they know how destructive that political world is, that army, that the military is. But the UN is using the United States and Europe to allow the expansion of Islam. After Islam was pretty much confined after the World War I, when the Ottoman Empire was destroyed, the world, there was much more for the people in the Middle East, the Arab nations. There was a great blessing to them when they were able to begin to work logically with the nations. Well, okay, for today, podcast 1360khnc.com. Join me on Sunday, 9 to 12, also on 1360khnc AM radio, which is the top radio in Colorado. Northern Colorado, absolutely.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
Do you need your fireplace clean? Not sure if your fireplace is working right, or not sure if the fireplace is efficient? Call Abundant Flame at 970-966-0217 to schedule your appointment. We service all brands of gas fireplaces, freestanding and built-ins, pellet stoves, wood fireplaces, and electric fireplaces. Visit us at Abundant-Flame or call 970-966-0217.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort